Senate Bill 1246, filed by Senator Jim Norman, which has already unanimously passed the Senate Agricultural Committee, will outlaw the photographing or videotaping of farms without the written permission by the farm owner. For activist groups like PETA, documenting the treatment of animals is the most powerful tool for improving their living conditions. However, some argue that the law is protecting the agricultural know-how. Whom exactly is the law designed to protect?
It's designed to protect the people that own farms and slaughterhouses in the state of Florida who are aware that there are a lot of cruelties that happen routinely on their farms. We have found across the country that animals are abused in hideous ways that violate state and federal cruelty codes. And so instead of changing their ways and making their places more efficient and more humane, they're trying to just block it from public view. And I think that's a real shame. And I think that just the very idea that a bill like this would be introduced shows the public that they have so much to be afraid of.
The activists like PETA and other groups use photography and film footage as one of their main means of documenting the animal treatment. What other ways do you have if the bill is passed?
We will always somehow get into places and document the cruelty. That is the base of everything we do. We have a philosophy that the animals are just like people in the most important ways. They feel pain, they have intelligence, they shouldn't be abused. But there's a certain point where you've got to move on from philosophy and just show evidence. And that's what PETA has always been about and will always be about. So we'll defeat this bill as it was defeated in Colorado and in Texas, and as I'm sure will be defeated in Iowa. And to tell you the truth, I hope they keep introducing bills like this around the country, because it really, nothing shows the general public more how much these places have to hide than these kinds of bills.
Are you actually familiar with the punishment that the one that takes pictures or takes a document is facing?
The original bill here was designed to make it a felony to take a picture of somebody's animals, which means that they're in the jail with rapists and murderers. After the public outcry, they changed it to misdemeanor, but that's still ridiculous, and I don't think it's going to pass.
So in both cases, you would be sent to jail?
Yes, exactly. And what's funny is that they're criminalizing the documentation of a crime and in order to excuse the crime itself. And I think that's where most people, even people who aren't animal rights activists, find that it's ridiculous. These foolish bills do more to drive the public to PETA's side than other things that happen. I think it's not a bad situation, actually.
What kind of mood did you experience during these rallies that you have?
We find that, again, the images of the cruelty are the things that most people don't want to see. But they want people to be able to see them. And I think that's the thing that's at the heart of the debate here, is that people feel that, especially in a democracy that involves free speech, there should be transparency, especially in places that are regulated by the federal government, but which have been shown to not be regulated properly for decades now.
Can you give me the examples of other activities that PETA is doing in this regard?
Sure. Well, we take this evidence of cruelty and we post it online. We have a very active online component to get these images to people. We have people like Pink and Paul McCartney and Martha Stewart who host videos spotlighting this cruelty and bringing them to their fans via Twitter and via Facebook. We have various ways to get this message across, but the base of all of it is the cruel footage. We do a lot of crazy protests and things like that as well. We'll dress in strange costumes or protest naked. All those things are good and well, but they're not as important as showing the cruelty to people.
When asked what people of Florida could do to change the situation, Dan Matthews recommended that they should get involved, visit PETA website, write or call their local and state representatives, as well as write editorials to their local newspapers about this bill. Reporting from USF, I am Lenka Davis, WMNF News.